The Federal Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says the long-term forecasts on health and education funding in last year's budget will stand. That's despite the Prime Minister setting up a special leaders' retreat with premiers to discuss the issue. State and territory leaders have been deeply unhappy that last year's federal budget forecast $80 billion in cuts to the states over the next decade. But Mr. Hockey says his second budget will maintain those cuts. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
At last week's Council of Australian Governments, or COAG, meeting in Canberra, the Prime Minister announced a special leaders' retreat to discuss how the Commonwealth and states and territories should divide their responsibilities for providing and funding services like health and education.
We are prepared to look at a whole range of issues, not just funding issues, but also structural issues and questions about who does what, because none of us would say that the current federation is perfect.
The promise of dedicated talks was partly in response to a concerted campaign by many states, worried that the Commonwealth's long-term plans for health and education funding left their budgets in an unsustainable position. Joe Hockey's first federal budget included long-term forecasts for the Commonwealth's payments to the states and territories. The budget predicted $80 billion would be saved over a decade by reducing the amount promised for health and education by the previous Labor government. Joe Hockey says despite the Prime Minister's agreement to hold further discussions with the premiers about the way the Federation works, there will be no changes.
Well, what's correct is the position we took at the last budget, which will continue to be the case. We said that we would fund the four-year commitments on both hospitals and schools, but after that, the states need to account for the changes in hospitals and changes in schools, and we would continue to provide the base funding that the Commonwealth has always provided.
Speaking at a general practice conference in Melbourne, the opposition's health spokeswoman, Catherine King, argued that will leave patients worse off.
We know that Tony Abbott's cuts to public hospitals here in Victoria will mean less hospital beds, less available theatre time, less elective surgery, and more time waiting in emergency departments. Tony Abbott's only answer to health policy is cut, 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 cut.
She says the government must acknowledge that funding health and hospitals should be a shared responsibility between the federal and state governments.
Hospitals are a joint and shared responsibility. Labor embarked on a major health and hospitals reform process, and it was a policy that the Liberal National Party took to the last election that they would fund 50% of the growth in the efficient price of public hospitals. It is there in black and white in their policy documents. They have reneged on that promise and started the blame game yet again when it comes to public hospital funding. It should be a shared responsibility because the health of Australians and concern for the health of Australians is shared by all of us.
But Joe Hockey says the federal government's focused on making health spending sustainable.
Labor made commitments over the long term on schools and hospitals that were never paid for. Never paid for. And the position we took to the last election and the position we took in the last budget stands.
He'll deliver his second budget in just under 3 weeks' time.
Naomi Woodley in Canberra.